In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord Jesus Christ, open thou the eyes of my heart, that I may hear thy word, and understand, and do thy will, for I am a sojourner upon the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me, but open mine eyes, that I may perceive the wonders of thy law. Speak unto me the hidden and secret things of thy wisdom. On thee do I set my hope, O my God, that thou shalt enlighten my mind and understanding with the light of thy knowledge, not only to cherish those things which are written, but to do them, that in reading the lives and sayings of the saints I may not sin, but that such may serve for my restoration, enlightenment, and sanctification, for the salvation of my soul, and the inheritance of life everlasting. For thou art the enlightenment of those who lie in darkness, and from thee cometh every good deed and every gift. Amen. Today is Sunday, November the 3rd, 2024. We have three sections of scripture from John, 2 Corinthians, and Luke. For readings from the lives of the saints, we have hero martyrs Akepsimas, bishop in Persia, Presbyter Joseph, and Deacon Aethelas, as well as the consecration of the Church of the Holy Great Martyr George in Lydda, and the martyrs Eudoxius, Agapios, Atticus, and those with them at Sebaste. And we have a good amount of additional saints on the page today, so if we need to pad out the recording, we have plenty of others to choose from. So starting with John chapter 20, verses 11 through 18. But Mary stood outside by the tomb, weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. Then they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Now when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, and did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" She, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and looked and said to him, "Rabboni," which is to say, teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things to her. On to 2 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 31, through chapter 12, verse 9. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is blessed forever, knows that I am not lying. In Damascus, the governor, under Aretas the king, was guarding the city of the Damascenes with a garrison, desiring to arrest me. But I was let down in a basket through a window in the wall, and escaped from his hands. It is doubtless not profitable for me to boast. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Christ who, 14 years ago, whether in the body I do not know, or whether out of the body I do not know, God knows. Such a one was caught up to the third heaven. And I know such a man, whether in body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. Now he was caught up into paradise and heard inexpressible words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such a one I will boast, yet of myself I will not boast, except in my infirmities. For though I might desire to boast, I will not be a fool, for I will speak the truth, but I refrain lest anyone should think of me above what he sees me to be or hears from me, and lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing I pleaded with the Lord 3 times, that it might depart from me. And he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. And Luke, chapter 8, verse 41 through verse 56. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and begged him to come to his house, for he had an only daughter about 12 years of age, and she was dying. But as he went, the multitudes thronged him. Now a woman, having a flow of blood for 12 years, who had spent all her livelihood on physicians and could not be healed by any, came from behind and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her flow of blood stopped. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied it, Peter and those with him said, "Master, the multitudes throng and press you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus said, "Somebody touched me, for I perceived power going out from me." Now when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling, and falling down before him, she declared to him, in the presence of all the people, the reason she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said to her, "Daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace." While he was still speaking, someone came from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, "Your daughter is not dead. Do not trouble the teacher." But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, "Do not be afraid." Oh, your daughter is dead. Do not trouble the teacher. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, "Do not be afraid. Only believe, and she will be made well." When he came into the house, he permitted no one to go in except Peter, James, and John, and the father and mother of the girl. Now all wept and mourned for her, but he said, "Do not weep. She is not dead, but sleeping." And they ridiculed him, knowing that she was dead. But he put them all outside, took her by the hand, and called, saying, "Little girl, arise." Then her spirit returned, and she arose immediately. And he commanded that she be given something to eat. And her parents were astonished, but he charged them to tell no one what had happened. On to our first saint, the hero martyrs Akepsimus, bishop in Persia, Presbyter Joseph, and deacon Aethylas. Martyrs Akepsimus, the bishop, Joseph the presbyter, and Aethylas, the deacon of Persia, were leaders of the Christian church in the Persian city of Naison. His flock devotedly loved their hierarch for his ascetic life and tireless pastoral work. The emperor Sapor ordered his men to seek out and kill Christian's clergy. Saint Akepsimus was arrested, even though he was already an 80-year-old man. They took him to the city of Arbela, where he came before the judge, Ardark, a pagan priest of the sun god. The holy elder refused to offer sacrifice to the Persian gods. For this he was fiercely beaten and thrown into prison, where on the following day the 70-year-old priest Joseph and the deacon Aethylas were severely beaten and thrown into jail with him. For 3 years the saints were held in confinement and suffered from hunger and thirst. Emperor Sapor came to the temple of the god of fire, located not far from Arbela, and wanted to take a look at the three holy martyrs. Exhausted and covered with festering wounds, the saints were brought before the emperor. When he asked them to worship the pagan gods, they firmly refused, confessing their faith in Christ instead. The holy bishop was beheaded, but the presbyter and deacon were taken into the city to be stoned. The execution of the presbyter Joseph was prolonged for several hours. A guard was placed near the place of execution so that Christians would not take the body of the holy martyr. On the fourth night, a strong windstorm raged near the city. Lightning killed the guard, and wind tossed stones about, and the body of Saint Joseph disappeared. Deacon Aethylas was taken to the village of Petrias, where he was stoned. Christians secretly buried his body. A tree grew on the saint's grave, and its fruit brought healings. onto the consecration of the Church of the Holy Great Martyr George in Lida. The city of Lida is the birthplace of the great martyr George the Victorious. His mother's house was there where he spent his childhood. The holy great martyr George was a Roman soldier. He suffered under Emperor Diocletian and Nicomedia at the beginning of the 4th century. His relics were transferred by Christians to their homeland, Lida, where he was buried. The tomb where the relics of the great martyr were laid is now located in an Orthodox church dedicated to the great martyr George. In the temple itself, there is a piece of the relics of St. George, as well as the chain with which the great martyr was bound. The first church was built here in the 6th century. The temple was destroyed several times and was restored in its present form only in 1872, thanks to donations from Russia. The consecration of the restored temple took place on November 3, 1872, the anniversary of the day when it was first consecrated. The Russian Church remembers and celebrates this event until the present day. This feast is included in the Menaeon, in honor of the churches built and dedicated to St. George in Russia. It was also in Lida that the Apostle Peter healed Aeneas, who had been lying paralyzed for 8 years. That's Acts chapter 9, verses 32 through 35. And our final reading here, short one, we have martyrs Eudoxius, Agapios, Atticus, and those with them at Sebaste. The glorious martyrs Eudoxius, Agapios, Atticus, Marinas, Oceanus, Eustradios, Cathertios, Nicopolitianos, Styrax, and Tobias were all soldiers in the city of Sebaste during the reign of Emperor Licinius. When they were examined by the Lord of Seville, by Duke Marcellus, and also by Marcus Agricola, they boldly confessed that they were Christians and were severely tortured in various ways. In the end, they were thrown into the fire and burnt alive. Thus, they all received the unfading crown of martyrdom in the year 315. These saints are commemorated on November 2nd in Greek usage. So there we have it. Our reading for today, November the 3rd. Thank you for tuning in. All glory to God, and we will see you tomorrow. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and forever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.